It's the Yearbook Podcast. I'm your host, Doug. We've done 8 or 10 of these things now. Besmirching sports everywhere. On the eve of the first full day of college football, yay, Auburn coach Gus Malzahn has already won. For most of 11 years, no one thought he could win in the Southeastern Conference SEC, and he has. Of course, despite the title of this podcast, in reality, Malzahn has not already won. The new attitude is that only a handful of colleges have the tradition, infrastructure, and money to win a national title, and they should be playing for the national title every year. Auburn is one of those colleges. It's not wrong at all that Auburn should be competing for championships, but college football fans are misremembering if they're thinking in the grand old days of a few dominant powers with legendary coaches that schools played for titles every year. Nick Saban may be running the most dominant program in history right now at Alabama with 5 national championships in 11 seasons, but even he's only had one undefeated season with the Tide. So Malzahn, especially with Saban ramping up the pressure just 158 miles away inside the same state line, will have to continue winning big at Auburn to stay at Auburn. But he has already won. An offensive prodigy from Springdale, Arkansas High School, where he was the head coach, he was only the 3rd or 4th most famous Springfield grad behind a raft of big-time recruits, including quarterback Mitch Mustaine. Now, Malzahn that year did jump from high school coach to assistant at the University of Arkansas. But from the beginning, there were issues. Literally, from the very beginning, when Arkansas head coach Houston Nutt mispronounced Malzahn at Malzahn's first press conference. Malzahn and his cutting-edge offense were brought on board in Fayetteville, but the cutting-edge offense was never fully installed, and Malzahn allegedly had no control over the direction of the offense, or at least limited control. This, ironically, is where the winning began. Coaches didn't trust Malzahn's high school pedigree, and many in all professions said his innovative schemes just couldn't work in the SEC. High school players are much smaller, they're much bigger in the SEC and much faster. It's just not going to work. So Malzahn took over as offensive coordinator at Tulsa and helped win 21 games in just 2 years. Whatever. He took the same job and helped win 30 games at Auburn, including a national championship. Well, that myth's busted. Just 4 years later, I guess spread formations and direct snaps to running backs can work in the SEC. So he becomes head coach at Arkansas State and won another 9 games, leaving after 1 year to take over at Auburn. By the way, does this ever actually happen in real life? Whenever you get fries, extra fries in the bag when you get takeout, there's like extra fries or an extra hamburger in there. It's always, wow, she must really like me. Or sometimes it's serious. Wow, the woman who works there really likes me. Has anyone ever actually gotten a free hot dog, free hamburger, or 2 free fries because the woman at the counter was in love with them? Has that ever actually happened, or is it always just an honest mistake? Gus Malzahn, with the Tigers, he's already played in the national championship game and the SEC championship game. This despite residing in the league's brutal Western Division opposite Alabama, LSU, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M. Malzahn also hasn't been washed out by Saban going 2-3. This doesn't count toward this argument, but Malzahn also opted to stick around at Auburn when many thought he should leave Saban in the SEC West, the better to dominate somewhere else. The point is, sure, he was on the hot seat at the beginning of last season, and sure, he's expected to keep making the playoffs, even though the SEC might have gotten even better. But back in 2006, we were hoping all those naysayers would be wrong, and they clearly were. P.S. If you never pay attention to the college game, Malzahn's concepts keep being stolen by the NFL, too. Are you not besmirched?